live one here.
You're right, Scoop. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Canada sucks.
Get the fuck up, Batman!
I just plain don't like black people.
Get the fuck up!
Go with a smile.
Hey guys, this is the Jones. I'm just calling in today because right now I'm really pissed off. Freaking, I got my first piece of hate mail in. And I'm starting to like this guy, but you know what? The guy's a dirty Jew.
Keep busting.
Freaking, the only thing I'm really pissed about is he says, no surprise, it's coming from a boy in Texas. I mean, what the hell? Dude, I'm 19, I'm freaking boat, I'm freaking, in the debt program, so I'm in freaking, ugh! Okay, I'm about to go in. I'm going to get my enlistment. That means I'm going to be a fucking Marine. Next thing you need to know is, call my show the most homophobic, racist piece of shit? That pisses me off. I've seen what you do. All you do is fucking post the body count to the fucking Iraq war. How depressing are you? Fucking, the only thing even close to being racist on my show is my opening, where it says, I just plain don't like black people. And that's coming from a fucking episode of Family Guy. It was like broadcast over TV. It made it past NBC and ABC censors. Go to hell, dude. It's just a fucking joke. It's based off of where their cable satellite went down, so they thought nobody was watching. So they say whatever the hell they want. Which is basically what I'm doing. Because nobody goddamn listens, apparently, except for you. Not even my fucking friends can figure out how to play this goddamn podcast. So you, Mr. Mike Cannon, from the same fucking place I broadcast my shit from, you can go to hell. And homophobic. The last show I had, the only thing close to homophobic, was where I was talking about the openly gay bishop who was an alcoholic. And then, my point wasn't the fact that he was openly gay. My point was that he's an alcoholic in a bishop position. A leadership position. Being an alcohol. Damn you! I'm so pissed I can't even fucking think straight. Ugh! Let's see. Let me collect my thoughts. What do I want to call you besides a dirty cunt douchebag hump fucker? Oh yeah. Dirty cunt douchebag hump fucker. Okay, let's see. I'm loving the idea that someone's actually listening. I'm loving the idea that I'm getting hate mail because that means I could be successful at this. But with my limited technology, I can only do so much. And right now, I'm by myself. So let me think what I want to say. Let me really think about what I'm going to say. And then I'll say, because right now, I just opened up my Audacity and I just started ripping. Okay. I think I'm calmed down now. Mr. Mike Cannon, I've looked at your stuff. All you have are body counts to background music. That and some interview with some guy. I'm supposing it was your brother. I don't know. I didn't really listen. I just read the show notes and looked at the titles. But let me tell you this right now. If you honestly think my show is homophobic and racist, then you're a dirty faggot nigger. That's a joke. I don't know why I have to explain it as a joke. But really, the only thing I'm really pissed about, I mean, you can call me homophobic and you call me racist, I don't care. The fact that you insult my home state. You insulted Texas. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? Dairy, dairy, dare, dare. How dare you? Because I am Batman. I don't really care. I'm just, right now, all I'm really doing is fucking around with this one guy who's sitting there, you know, the only guy listening, so I'm doing a one-on-one. if he does listen to my show ever again, I don't care. If he does listen to the show and keeps sending me more and more hate mail, I've become the Howard Stern of iPod. You know, crappy ratings, but a good strong basis of hate mail coming in steadily. Because Howard Stern's ratings did suck there towards the end. And that's about... let me think. Can't really think of anything to give this purpose other than Mike Cannon's a dirty Jew. Not really. Nope. Okay, so this is where I'm gonna clean it up and post and put an end song on it and call it a day. Let me end it with something that might mean something. Give me a second. I gotta go to... I have to do something else. This would be a really big waste if all it was me going, "Hey, you, I don't like you." Because then all it would do, it would do nothing. .tv, enter. You can probably hear me typing on the keyboard in the background. What was I looking at? Here we go. I think what I want to say is quid Latine dictum sit altum videtur, which is Latin for anything in Latin sounds profound, but that's really, really retarded. So let's try this. Corripre servicium? I don't know. I can't speak Latin. I'm just reading. That one means seize the beer. Vini vidi dormivi? I came, I saw, I slept. It's just crappy stuff I'm getting from www.rktekt. I don't know what that means. .com/ck/latsayings.php. If anyone cares to go there. I pretty much got it from a link, which I got from a link of the newest episode of Twit, episode 40. Which, by the way, I'm still not endorsed by anybody, so get off their asses about it. It's just me fucking around. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm gonna sign off here. Fuck you.
Signs of the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls. Tenement halls, whispering.